It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. A new report says California's state-run mortgage lender is foreclosing on some people who are making their payments. Bob Moffitt has more from Sacramento on this controversial policy of the California Housing Finance Agency.
CalHFA has already taken 21 homes and is poised to take four dozen more. John Hill with the California Senate Office of Oversight and Outcomes says the foreclosures are based on an overly strict interpretation of federal tax law. The law was intended to keep borrowers from profiting on below-market interest loans.
They didn't want people using the program, exploiting the program, trying to set themselves up as landlords. So they have this rule. But the rule did not take into account that the real estate market would go the way it's gone.
186 mortgage holders in violation of the rule have been ordered to apply for a one-year waiver, move back in, or sell. Seven other states allow the renting of such properties outright. Another 10 allow it in some cases. CalHFA says it is reviewing its policy. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
The California Supreme Court has unanimously rejected two separate legal challenges to the state's new redistricting maps. Ben Adler has more.
The high court's rejections of suits challenging the congressional and state Senate maps are a blow to Republicans who believe the new districts would cost their party seats. But it's not necessarily the last word, at least in the Senate. The California Republican Party and lawmakers like Senator Mimi Walters are backing a signature-gathering effort to give voters a chance to overturn them.
It's going very well. We have raised over $2 million, and we are doing our final push out on the streets to make sure we qualify the referendum. We have to turn the signatures in by November 13th.
And you believe you'll get...